A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 55. The crew of the Tin Sparrow continue quarantining on Mandalore as the F4RT virus continues to spread across the galaxy. All right, 6 months in lockdown. 6 months have passed. So as anxiety and cabin fever are beginning to set in, you guys see it, like, again, across the HoloNet. I don't know if you guys were on TikTok about 6 months into the pandemic. It was buck fucking wild.
That was about the time where I was like, maybe I shouldn't shit on this anymore and just see what's going on.
Even like 3 months in, it was wild. But 6 months in, it was crazy. But the Republic grants permission for people to begin leaving their homes to go to work and groceries and whatnot. So you guys can finally leave the apartments. But you have to remain on the planets. Hyperspace lanes are still closed, and they want to restrict travel still. So, what do you guys do now?
Not leave our homes.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. Did we already make like a pact? Kale and Marky was like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, they were like, I'm not going out to a supermarket.
A stinky ass farty a galaxy?
I'm not going to accidentally smell that in and then catch the virus. Are you crazy? Mm-mm. Fuck you, news.
Fuck you, news.
So that's our stance.
Okay.
Chub Rub's finally been extricated from the sofa, and he's like, he's realized he needs like some help, so he started taking care of himself again and like showering and like sort of cleaning up after himself a little bit.
I sent a droid over at some point to check on him. I've hired multiple
droids. That's what helped him get off the
couch. it's a hair clipping droid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a grooming droid.
There's like a perfect furry outline of me on the couch that just smells like fart.
Without being pampered.
Yeah, Chub Rub has embraced the critters wandering around, so he's just eating anything that scurries across the floor. It's wonderful.
Between Sabo's plants and my critters, you've made quite a habitat for
yourself. My bedroom had, like, I've started ordering plants off the internet, getting them off of Amazon, and now my bedroom is just full of plants and, like, critters, and, like, some of them didn't even come from Ryla's room. We're not really sure where they're coming from. I've realized that with, like, all of the influx of people ordering pets to keep themselves company, they don't really notice how many pets you order, so I've been ordering a lot of takeout.
Travesty.
I better not know about this.
Chub Rub's also, like, he's decided that, you know, now's a good time to, like, capitalize, because they need content. People are looking for media to consume. So he started writing a screenplay that he thinks that he could do with Marky Mark.
Oh, man.
He's got like a couple of pages ready, and he knocks on Marky's door. He's like,
hey, Mark, you awake? Yeah. I promise I'm not farting.
Nope. What?
It's been a week since I farted. I promise.
One second. Let me get with my constituents here. Can he come in?
Kenny? Yeah, sure.
No, not Kenny.
What? We're not letting Kenny in anymore?
No, Kenny's definitely not coming anymore.
What the hell happened
with
Kenny?
Dead.
Kenny's dead?
Ryla, Kenny is not dead.
But you said...
He can't come in anymore. It's not because he's dead.
Who's Kenny?
Oh, he's the droid who's been bringing us our laundry.
Oh, right. Right. Anyway, I started working on a movie and I thought you could help me out.
Can he come in?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Put this on. And we put a bubble ball outside the door for him to put in. Put on
a rolly ball.
It's like for fair.
He could have been coming in a long time ago.
When did you guys order this thing?
Oh, we bought it months ago for this right occasion.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm in.
And then I put it on, and
all we hear outside the door is the little the air going woo, the compressor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a hard time keeping my balance, and I roll backwards.
Fuck shit, goddamn!
He goes off the railing. Will it bounce?
It does bounce.
Catch him on his way back up.
This time I recorded it for his content.
You should, though. You should use the, like, fall off the balcony, use the force.
Just hover myself, just carry it, move myself around.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's no fun.
I started working on this script. I think you're going to love it. It's a buddy cop comedy. There's a young, crazy cop, and then there's an old, grizzled, like, veteran.
Clearly, I'm playing the young cop.
Oh, no.
What?
You are not cute enough for that. You're the older, retiring cop who's too old for this shit.
And I text her again. That hurts.
That hurts.
The movie is called Lothal Weapon.
Okay, I guess you'll have to use a ton of special effects, and you'll have to age me, and then you'll have to probably put... I'll probably have to wear a lot of prosthetics.
No, you're doing great. The quarantine's been real great for your complexion. You look super wrinkly. You look almost like a slightly younger Dramatis.
He doesn't mean it. Social cues have gone right out the door since the pandemic started.
And I will use mind trick to play the younger character, the younger cop.
Roll it. Yeah, I guess. Roll it. Yeah.
Oh. I got
busted
a six.
First roll.
I mean, what's your use the force?
Not good.
Not as good as yours.
Is it?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You try your hardest.
Yeah, but it doesn't go against use the force. It goes against
it's
your,
my will, but you know, I can also try and rebuke it and send it back on him.
So I try. I will play the younger cop.
Yeah. No, you won't, because it's my script.
I'm out of.
Also,
it's
the character
been a long
calls
time.
For a young, sexy Ewok, and I just don't think you're a young, sexy.
Oh! I look at Kale and just
gotcha.
Nod. That makes sense.
And then
sense.
You see old, sad, leather faced, gray haired. Sad, old, sad cop.
Get out.
Washed up.
Get out. Get out. Get out. You know, I can play in character. That's totally fine. Okay? I've done a lot
but
of character.
But I wrote this role specifically for you, Marky.
Fuck you. Okay? I am a young, handsome Jedi. Okay?
Are you saying you're too old for this shit?
No, I'll do it.
All right. Well, I'll have my people call your people.
Okay.
You really did try to get him to say I'm getting too old for this shit.
That's it. That's all I have for that joke. It's one-dimensional as fuck.
I have almost completely finished in the 6 months. Okay. I've worked on the body and the legs, and it's still... I can only work on it at nighttime. Because Cal is completely...
Not look at it.
He completely is checked out. Like, I have asked him for help. He tried for, like, 2 seconds.
I did fake mechanic.
And he actually...
Mechanic kicks.
It set mechanic me back check. A couple weeks because he actually pulled a lot of parts off of it when he helped.
My Game Boy stopped working.
What?
My Game Boy stopped working, so
he,
I needed the
he
parts.
He needed parts. So, anyways, I got the body, I got the legs, the feet... I'm just working on the arms and the head now.
Okay. What else?
At 6 months, Sublin started investing.
Okay.
Started investing in these new thing called stonks. Because apparently you can make a lot of money, and I already had a lot of money, but I just want more money.
Why not throw it around?
Why not? Yeah, just, you know, I'm making a lot of money and smoking a lot of spice. My plants, I stopped putting them on the balcony because Chubrub was stealing them.
Yeah. You know, at this point, it was Chubrub.
Yeah, I figured it was him. But my inside plants smell so good.
We have not seen this man.
No.
In 6 months.
No, no.
Like, I thought that it would be Chubrub that would be isolated. No.
I'm just smoking spice.
I've even tried to look through the window. It's all just green. So can't see anything.
Yeah.
And I won't open the door because I attempted that once and it just smoke billowed out.
Yeah, it smells like skunky butthole ass, like, all the time. I think he's farting in there.
I don't have the fart.
I think you're farting in there.
I think you got the fart.
I mean, I always have the fart, but I'm in this little bubble.
I kick him out of our, our apartment.
Roll. Hey, I got a roll for you. Boom, baby.
Oh, and during the past 3 months, I've just been trying my best to flirt with Ryla.
The Ryla that is sketched on the door.
Yeah. It's like a Wilson situation.
I hear everything, but I don't.
Is there?
Don't
is that
respond.
Why the text messages like no replies whatsoever?
Yeah, you're just like punching things into the door keypad, just like sending a message.
You are enjoying the constant eye contact, though.
Yeah, it's been nice. Ever since she ran out on me on dinner, I just it's been depressing.
Wow. It was very good.
Yeah, and they're selling like hotcakes.
They're called Ryla cakes.
No.
So, yeah. No. I've named them after you.
No. No.
Ryla
we,
cakes.
But no.
Rylotkas.
We didn't agree on this.
We did. Mm. You were there. I texted you. You never responded.
Oh, that's fair.
Don't remember?
Well, you know what? You know what? Now that you say that, I do remember because I believe I negotiated for 70-50 because my name was on it.
No, it's not.
But you just said.
What?
It was named after me.
What was?
So because my name's on it, I'm getting 70.
No, that's not that's
and
not
and you're
how,
getting 50 because
that's not
you're
how
the
production
one that
works.
Promoted 70-50.
No, I pay you for the product. I then make money off of the product. You make your money.
But you pay me for the name.
Am I doing
because
that?
You
there's
said
a
it's
lot of people
Ryla,
called Ryla.
Dog.
You know, is this our first fight? Is this our
nope.
first fight?
Nope.
Is this how this relationship is going to go?
That's I'm just saying from a business perspective. I do remember this conversation now because of that.
They're not
detail.
Called they're not called that anymore.
Oh.
They've
oh,
been
are
changed.
They not?
I send Marky a text message that's just a Wookiee in a briefcase like emoji or Wookiee with a briefcase emoji and like a full suit and it just says lawyer up at the bottom of it. And then like two heart emojis and that's it.
No, I'm all for a name without my name. That's what I'm getting at. So what are we naming these things?
It's fine. Didn't have to be a name. I just thought it was a nice gesture. Trying to pay homage to you, but that's okay. That's all right.
I don't want the attention, but thank you. I appreciate the sentiment.
Name is still up in the air.
Well, just we've been selling these for months.
Yeah,
so
we've been selling them for months.
They're still on the menu as
as the number two.
The Clem two. Yep, the Clemination.
So, all right. Yeah.
What else? What else have people been doing now? 6 months in.
On top of the movie silliness, once we can start going out, I start going out to the public parks and realize they fucking suck on Mandalore, and I start thinking about how much they suck. I should probably do something about it.
Perfect.
Oh, I also Sabon ordered a thing called a Peloton. It's this new fancy bike that has like this coach that keeps me motivated. It's pretty fancy.
A Planeton.
A Planeton. All right.
So I've been practicing a lot, and I feel like I've probably gotten to a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
Bushanda's ghosted me. I haven't talked to her in a while, and I'm dealing with a lot of stuff back at the factory. So I wrote this song about it.
A long, long time ago on a planet of Mandalore, a pod racer, both bold and proud, fearless and adored, ambitious and efficient, to own a weapons factory where the workers worked for peanuts while singing. And our young hero was being royally screwed. Oh, Ugnat litigation, sued by unionization, sued by an Ugnat union, feeling like I'm really screwed, man. A family of a corpse named Dave thinks they won. Wait till Exhibit A is the barrel of my gun. Sued by an Ugnat union.
I'm standing in the doorway with a long robe on. My beard is down to my chest.
Uh-huh.
I'm holding a bowl of cereal.
Okay.
And it's like I'm in mid-chew where I'm just like staring at him as his back is turned playing this song. You okay, bud?
I don't know if you listened to the song. But yeah, no, I'm good.
You want a bowl of cereal?
No, not right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I got Space Crunch.
Space Crunch.
I just picked it up.
Yeah, I'll take a bowl.
Okay, I'll make you a bowl.
All right.
Okay.
Should have told him to lawyer up.
Also, lawyer up.
The song is called Unholy Union.
I've already walked away.
I just say it to myself.
All right, now we jump ahead to 9 months.
So one day, about 9 months in, you're all watching the news, and you see a report on the ongoing pandemic. However, this time the news contains information about the vaccine currently being developed. I don't know if y'all remember the news anchor Lauren Madier, who covered the bombings in Ormantel a while back. Well, she brings you the report.
I'm here with Jedi Master Valentine Farfalla, who is overseeing the Republic's partnership with the Hutt Cartel. Master Farfalla, what can you tell us about this partnership with the Hutts on Nar Shaddaa?
Absolutely. Over a year ago, I was put in contact with Dr. Audrey Fett, who was working with the Hutts to make a vaccine for the Rakdul outbreaks we've been seeing all over the Outer Rim for the last few years. We partnered with them to help get them the resources they need to fight off that infection. When F4RT started spreading, I reached out to Dr. Fett to see if there was anything in her research that would help fight this virus. Turns out the viruses themselves are fairly similar, and she has spent the last 9 months developing and testing this new vaccine.
I also understand you've had some help from the Arcanian government in outfitting a large medical freighter to assist with the vaccine manufacturing and testing.
Yes, Senator Nikki B. introduced us to the husband of her chief of staff, Lin Ka Ma. Ms. Ma's husband, Willie Fa, who was standing here with me today, donated the use of their ship for us to use.
The camera widens to reveal Willie's dad standing there with them.
Our late son, Willie Rowe, left his ship when he passed away over a year ago. It wasn't completed, so we were able to take what he left us and turn it into a giant medical facility. It houses thousands of scientists and doctors, all working together to get this virus under control. We are still devastated by the loss of our son, but humbled by the gift he left us that we've been able to share with the galaxy.
And then the news then transfers to another segment about a cute rat creature from Mandalore.
Oh, no.
Got a video of it water skiing across a pond.
That's all the craze right now.
Cake! I see cake!
Oh, shit, are they making soup?
Get your fluffy domesticated Vivine right at home.
So 9 months in?
So you're 9 months in and you guys just watch that? What are y'all doing?
I've been riding this Planeton so much, I am even more ripped. Have a 24 pack.
Yeah, but none of us can
see it.
Because you're always in your armor.
Because I'm always in my armor. But when I take it off in my own private space, I know.
I know. Your legs are so jacked, you've had to get your pants let out.
Yeah, I had to get my pants like resized because my legs are so thick.
Whoa. Leg.
Oh, you're right. Singular leg. I forgot I had a metal leg. Yeah, but the metal leg just helps the bike go real fast.
Yeah.
I'm equally as jacked. You guys remember the last Avengers movie?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Fat Thor? That's me. That's exactly
so
what
much muscle mass.
That's what I look like.
Tacking on mass.
I am completely gone into just fat Marky.
Look like melted ice cream.
After 9 months, I've got the beard. I've got the gloves, the gut, everything. Just having a good time. My droid is the body. The shell is completed.
Okay.
I have started working on the software, but I don't know software. So I don't know software. So I have begged, pleaded, and just all out whatever I can do. And hey, Kale.
Uh-uh.
Kale.
What?
Listen, okay?
Fine.
I need you to write the software. I need you to code the droid.
What kind of cheddar are we talking about?
Whatever you want.
I want half the vivain sales.
Well, you can't have those.
I'm up to my eyeballs in union debt right now.
Okay, well, how much do you owe, and maybe I can help you?
I'm fine.
Wait, wasn't Kale, first off, coming from a rich family and then made independently wealthy through the course of this?
Those wrongful death suits, though, they'll fuck you up.
Yeah, it's true. That was a big hit, but it still was like pocket change.
Also,
but when
you're
a majillionaire,
short your stocks and... Yeah.
That's how greedy he's become. He took a little bit of a hit. It wasn't even a very big percentage, but he's depressed
but
over
he's
how
depressed
much
around,
chump change he lost.
Okay, then you'll do it.
Chubrub has thrown himself full force into the idea of a for-profit park system, and he is convinced that, like, this whole outdoor social distancing thing is great, but what really makes it better is air conditioning. So he's come up with the idea for these, like, big domed parks that are, like, air-conditioned and, like, you know, you can control the climate. And they're all modeled after his home planet, so it's going to be Chubrub's indoor-outdoor-indoor experience.
Indoor-outdoor-indoor experience?
Yep.
Like the planet?
Yep.
Nice. Pay a dollar, look at a tree.
Yeah. Come on, give me some credits, hang out. And Chubrub is so convinced that this is going to work that he's bought 5 of these things. He spent all but like a million of his credits on this.
God. Oh, nice.
He's got one on, he's got one on Mandalore. He's got one on Nar Shaddaa. He's having one set up on the Capital Planet. Like, it's he's going full hog into this. He's also not been paying attention to the news about a vaccine coming, so he is.
That would probably kill on Coruscant even without the whole pandemic, just because Coruscant is 100% industrialized. So. Not a bad idea.
I frequent these parks with my Vivines for training and socializing.
I do. I'm a fan of the
indoor-outdoor-indoor
experience.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Just to double back, because I know we trailed off, but Kale does reluctantly agree to help you with your droid, just because it's you.
Thank you.
And then he says, if you need me, I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom for about 4 hours.
Okay, okay.
And he takes his ukulele and he goes
ukulele.
To the bathroom.
Ukulele.
Fuck you. It's a good joke.
Does he write another song?
This is the last song I wrote.
Okay.
I wanna kill the crew. I wanna kill the crew. It's something I considered. I decided I could do. I wanna kill my crew. Mark, it would be easy. I could sneak up right behind with a rusty vibro knife. I could sever his cord from his spine. I would sing at his funeral and it would be sublime. I wanna kill my crew. I could douse Chubrub in Malastarian fuel. Light a match and fire him up. Hot damn, that would be cool. No more Bantha butter, no more puddles of his drool. I wanna kill my crew. Pour a bunch of insects in the armor of Sawbones' legs. Watch him while he sleeps, those little buggies lay their eggs. Then rip off his helmet to make eye contact as he pleads and begs. Oh, I wanna kill my crew. Ryla's is a classic cause she's a tougher score. I'd put a bucket of acid right above her door. Watch her cries for mercy as she melts into the floor. Oh, I wanna kill my crew.
And I start clapping outside the door. That's real good in there.
I'm farting, I'm pooping.
Ryla makes sure her door is secure.
Yeah, the sound echoes through all of the vents.
Oh, shit.
The
yeah, all oh, no.
And you just hear a massive click all at the same time. Like, oopsies.
You try to open the bathroom door and it's just locked.
Yeah.
Have we come up with a name yet? 9 months in?
Nope.
We haven't agreed on anything.
Have you come,
it's been 9 months and y'all haven't come up with y'all's
No, it's
name.
Totally Clem Dog 2.
How about a new dish? Curry Vindaloo. Huh? Curry Vindaloo.
Where's your boo? Boo this man.
Boo this
boo.
Man!
fuck you guys. That was good.
Vivina Tui?
Vavina
Vavina sausages?
Vavina sausages!
Done.
Handled.
All right. I did that like a couple months ago.
You've been holding? You've been just sitting on that? Vavina sausages. Nice.
Official. It's official.
Just like, if they're also very popular as pets, and then you're also naming a sausage after them, I feel like maybe.
I mean, I think most people around the galaxy can appreciate the whole use of a
animal. Sure.
Sure.
Your logic does not hold up. Don't.
Listen, people keep chicken as pets, and they eat them.
That's true.
I mean,
oh,
that's
shit.
And pigs.
Yeah.
Pigs.
That's
and monkeys.
And horses.
And pandolins.
So, boom. It works.
And roommates.
And roommates.
I do get nasty messages from humanitarians that are not for this new pet and meal.
Yeah.
I pay for the lawyers for that one.
Oh, do you?
Part of the partnership.
Oh, okay.
Just part of our relationship,
sure. Yeah,
you know?
I mean, technically it's got your name on it.
Yeah,
so yeah.
I love you.
What?
Oh, wait, what?
Wouldn't it be Hita?
What?
Humanoids? For the ethical treatment of animals.
I like space people.
Space people. Space people for the ethical treatment. How about Sheeta? Space humanoids for the ethical treatment.
Sheeta.
There's
just constant protests outside.
Outside the apartment.
Yeah, now that people are allowed to.
They know where you live?
I mean.
She was running the business out of her apartment.
Hey, we play Will It Bounce Part 2.
Will It Bounce, yeah.
Gowan!
I finally join in on Will It Bounce. Oh, yeah.
All right. Everybody go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the common room, that blue table thing on the map you guys see there, that is your group's holo communicator. It starts to ring. You're getting a holo call. Everybody.
Group call.
Wing, wing.
Holo
call.
So you guys answer the call.
Mm-hmm.
And a hologram form, like a bust of someone appears. They have a hood over their head.
Oh, no.
Ah, my Kenovian friends.
Oh, it's this motherfucker.
How'd you get his number?
How'd you get his number?
Spoogle.
I mean, new house, who dis?
Click.
It rings again.
Fuck!
Do we answer?
Did y'all hang up on me, or did we just lose connection?
No hablo inglés.
Hang up.
Who is it? Who is it?
Mark and Obi.
I send you a text message. It's an emoji of a drum
mm-hmm.
and the word duh.
Yeah, it's a drum.
Sound it out.
Drum duh.
It's your old master.
Oh. Oh, it's Dwamidas. Why don't you just say so?
Cool. Subtle.
It rings again because Chubrup did hang up again.
He did.
Oh, okay.
Stop doing that.
Well, I won't talk to this motherfucker.
Slap his paw.
We don't want to talk face to face. Just text now.
What do you want, Dramatis?
I just wanted to call in and see if you guys were alive and didn't die because of this pandemic. Right, am I right?
I hope you got the fart.
Yeah, I was really hoping you farted yourself to death.
He doesn't even wear a mask.
Oh, let me guess, you're an anti-farter.
He just voluntarily sniffs farts, I bet. Just to show everyone that there's no danger there.
So you're a fart denier.
I am a fart denier.
Clearly.
And you won't catch me or any of my crew getting the stupid vaccine from your stupid friends. But I just wanted to make sure that all of y'all were still alive, that with this whole thing between us was still going, because it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we still hate you.
Oh.
I mean, fuck you.
Hope you get the fart in time.
And I just wanted to see, I mean... It looks like some of you have got new limbs and things. It seems like maybe we didn't do enough damage last time. I just want to make sure that when we see you next that, you know, we fuck you up even more.
I'll cut you, bitch.
I mean, looks like Markanovi's already done enough damage to himself. You eat enough over there, big boy?
How dare you? Kill my friends and some of my family? Fine. But you leave him out of this. No fat shaming.
Yeah, you don't know me.
I've seen all your movies.
You have?
You made me watch them.
But you told me you didn't watch them.
It's because they were bad and I wish I hadn't.
You're lying. I know when you're lying. I was living with you for long enough.
No, actually, you tell the truth on that one, that your movie sucked.
You too?
I mean, I was trying to get Lothal Weapon made to try and save your career, but, you know.
Why is everyone turning on me? What's happening in this last 9 months?
No, we've all told you your movies suck for years.
You have?
Yeah, you just don't listen.
All of that aside, what do you want, Dramatis?
Like I said, just to make sure that you were all still alive. I was just checking in. I just wanted to see how you guys are doing.
Yeah, but it's not like you.
Yeah, how about you send us a mailing address so we can send you a present, you know?
Nah, I'm good, but I know where you live now.
How's that?
Because of your business.
Oh, shit.
Did we get doxxed by goddamn hippies? Tell me we didn't get doxxed by fucking hippies.
My Vavine.
You let everyone into your Vavine.
What did you... You helped spread the word.
I led them right to you. And your Vavine.
Spread her Vavine.
I spread your Vavine all over the galaxy.
Now we have to move.
Nah, fuck it. Let them come.
Have you tried the new Vavine sausage?
Yeah, have you tasted Rollo's Vavine yet?
Yeah, because we couldn't leave, so we did droid dash it a couple of times.
What do you think?
I was like, you know what? Actually, it wasn't that bad.
Thank you.
They are very well fed. They have a great diet.
Have you seen the commercials? Rye loves Vavine, his finger looking.
No.
I think I may be confusing that with something.
Holy shit.
I have seen it, and it stuck in our crew's head for the last 9 months.
Good.
Well, thanks for supporting Mark Kenobi's.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Hey, you got 8-2.
I got your money, sucker. Now, who beat who?
But I have your hands.
Wait, you...
Ah! Ew! You still have them?
Pervert?
Well, no, not... I don't literally still have them.
Oh, you mean you didn't dry age them, motherfuckers? Wasteful.
No, we left... You and your parts behind. I don't know what happened to
you. I would have mounted them.
All right, I just wanted to check in. You guys, I'd say take care of yourselves, but I mean, get fucked.
You get fucked.
Hope you get the fart.
It's not real, you
hey,
fucking
hey.
Sheep.
Get,
hope you
get
fart,
fart.
And die.
Sheep. Now we gotta go on Wikipedia and see if sheep exist. Thanks.
You fucking nerfs. All of you.
Click.
He doesn't call for no reason. He's not just checking in on us.
Yeah, I was just calling to tell you that he knows where you live now because...
Thanks a lot, Ryla.
What do you mean? Me?
That's your fault. Everyone uses a fake address. You couldn't just get one from the Spoogles?
You couldn't get a P.O. box?
It's not like it's under my name.
It is!
Yeah, all the lawsuits for my business are going to the old casino.
Well, I don't know.
It's okay. We forgive
you.
It's
my first time in society for a long time.
All right, it's a year later. The vaccines are available. You can go get them. And also, PN, Link B, and XA10 finally return with your ship.
Perfect.
Guys, I have got the fucking story to tell you.
Before he tells that story, can I turn on my robot? I mean, my droid?
Sure.
Okay, so the droid is done. Cal has reported back to me that the droid is completed. It's ready to go, and I'm going to unveil it to everybody. I invite everybody into the common room. I invite the droids, and have you checked your text messages?
No.
Please check. Hey, everyone. Listen, we have... Cal and I have been working on this project for the last year. The droids were gone. I thought we were going to need droids. This took a lot longer than I planned. The droids came back. We could go outside. That's fine. That's okay. But anyways, we continue the project. I'd like to introduce you. I have not named him yet, but it's a new droid. Kel designed the software and the personality and everything.
Sure, yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to turn him on. And I turn on the droid that has been built by myself and Kel.
All right.
I stand behind the sofa just to be safe.
What does it look like? Tell me a little bit what the droid... What are you kind of picturing?
Oh, shit. That's a good question. I didn't even give this
thought. You said he had legs.
He did have legs. You know, it looks a lot like the droid from...
Solo?
From Solo.
Okay, it's a little bit like L3.
Yeah, like L3.
So it powers up. And it's kind of in that weird, you know, robot hunch state, like where their knees are kind of bent, and then it like stands upright, and you see like the eyes are kind of click on to life, and it's like, ha ha ha, beep boop beep, motherfuckers.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Good to see a bunch of, you know, fellow fleshbags here. Not another. Oh, fuck, there's droids. Oh, God!
Kale?
Enjoy this.
Kale, yes. What did you do?
And I slowly back out of the room.
Enjoy, boys.
Enjoy, boys.
I fucking hate droids. They're just taking all of our goddamn jobs. Am I right?
I come back into the room.
I may have gone a little hard in the paint. With
did you have to link it to the Star Fox like Twitter feed?
Enjoy, boys.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not sticking around for this one.
I worked a year on this.
Chub Rub texts Linkby, and he's like, give you 50 credits to punch Kale and the robot in this dick.
A droid who has no name.
Uh-huh.
I created you.
Yeah.
Are you good?
I'm fine.
Okay.
What do you mean, am I good?
Well, I mean, are you good?
I mean, it's okay in here. I wish these fucking droids weren't in here. I don't know why you let them in your house. They're just dirtying up the place. Should have built a wall around your house, and these robbers and rapers and degenerates wouldn't have gotten inside of your apartment.
I wipe my name from this project.
I hold a mirror up. You know that you're a droid.
I'm a Duros. I'm not a droid.
Look at your hands.
Nah, they look fine to me. Everything's good.
What have I done?
And then Linkby is like, nah, I can't. No, this is too much. And he blasts a hole straight through its head. And the droid crumples to the floor. And then Linkby puts the rifle on his back, looks towards the door that Kale backed out through, and walks through.
Hey, man, it was an accident.
Pop!
Oh, my sweet meats.
My sweet meats.
Oh, my God.
Well, there goes a year of work. Hard work.
Chub Rub just slowly drags the carcass of this robot back into his room.
I'll be doing something with this later.
What does that mean?
Want to know? I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
So you guys want to hear about our adventures?
Well, yeah. Hey, how's
hell
it?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Oh, so we took off. And
how's my ship?
Your ship is great. It's fine. It's the cleanest it has literally ever been.
First of all,
since you guys took over.
Wait, why did you just leave without even saying anything?
Well, because we were like, hey, this sucks. Doing shit for them, we could be out being bounty hunters. So listen, we went out and we just fucking cleaned house in the galaxy. And I don't know if you guys have heard, there's been these like suspicious murders and stuff all across the galaxy by some hit droids called the Deadbolts. That's us. It was a lot of fun. I would love to tell you more, but
the Deadbolts?
Yeah, that's what we called ourselves.
That's the coolest name ever.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. But we decided after, you know, like 6 months of doing that maybe it was time to come home.
So you're going to come back to help us again?
Yeah. I mean, it was fun and we made a lot of money. We made a lot of money. It was great. But he said he's got that bounty to punch Dromedus in his dingus. So he's got to do that. So
can we look forward to like hearing about your adventures more at a later date?
Yeah, possibly. We'll see.
Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome.
Call me when breakfast is ready.
And Trevor just, like, leaves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, waffles are back.
Oh, fuck. Waffles!
I don't really have much else. What do y'all do? Now that it's a year in, what do y'all do?
I went and got vaccinated. I signed up.
I got vaccinated.
Yeah. I signed up right away.
We all got vaccinated.
Cool.
Now I don't got to wear my helmet, even though I wear my helmet all the time.
Everyone said they got vaccinated. You get Kale get vaccinated, too?
3 times. People told him that he didn't need to do it, but he didn't know.
You only needed it once.
Yeah. Like,
so Caleb was sick as fuck.
Yeah, no, it gave me the chills, bruh. Also, I've been taking holocalls in my head.
You walk to the Tin Sparrow and you just get slammed to the side of it. You're magnetized.
And I keep going, dee dee da da. What the fuck? Dee dee da da. Stop. Is that me?
And you guys are now free to leave Mandalore. And you guys go back to the Tin Sparrow. And just like Pian said, it is extra shiny. It is super clean. It's like a brand new ship.
Not for long.
It was 3 droids.
You looked at Daniel.
Did.
Not for long.
All of your rooms are pretty much the same way you left them. They help Chub Rub get his empty freezer back on board.
Got to refill this.
And you guys take off and we'll figure out where you're going.
Next time.
Next time. Yay. We did it.
Yay. We saw good.
That's awesome. The whole thing was great.
That was a lot of fun.
RP was a lot good. Of fun. Good.
Scrap it.
Scrap it.
Scrap it.
Delete that.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
Hey everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. I just want to apologize again for this one taking so long, again with the music that took a long time to get, but I hope you enjoyed it. I think Kale did a smashing job on it. If you are a Patreon subscriber, you're going to get all the tracks from the last two episodes over there. Gotta figure out how to release those, because it's weird. You release them like a podcast, essentially, so you get like six different tracks. I don't know, we'll figure it out. If you are also a patron, you get the extended episode with the goof. So stick around if you're on Patreon to listen to those. If you're not a patron, well then, after I'm done talking, the episode is over. But you can go join for as little as $1 a month, and you get some really cool stuff like behind-the-scenes photos and videos and things of us, like the maps and the stuff that we use at the table. So you can look and see the maps that they're seeing. This is a new thing we're doing, so not all of our maps are up there, but everything we're using from like this point forward will be with every single episode release, or at least a second post, because there are some videos that I use at the table, as well as, yeah, the maps and the goofs. You get all of that for as little as $1. I think $5 and up you get the goofs, $1 and up you get the maps and stuff. So go support us on Patreon, help, you know, make the show possible. We cannot thank you all enough. Make sure to follow us over on Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, you'll get a character named after you. I do not think there are any named characters specifically in this episode. So, yes. But in the next few, I do believe we have some. So keep an ear out for your name. I'm going to try and have episode 56 out much sooner than it took between 55 and 54, because there's no music this time, so hopefully I can get things done. We'll see. This pandemic and everything has just really sucked all the life and energy out of me, and I am broken. So, anyways, thank you so much for listening to the show. Again, if you're a patron subscriber, stick around. There's goofs to be heard. And if you're not one, well, then go become one. And if you can't, then I'm sorry, but this is goodbye.